Ladies and gentlemen, the reality chick, Monique Marvez.
This is so cool. Bunches of pretty girls, yes. Oh, man, I'm in a stellar mood. I'm in a great mood for so many reasons. First of all, I'm really happy that I'm dating a normal guy. Oh my God, I've been just dazzled by his kindness because I've been really involved with pinheads and clown men for the last couple years. Because I've been married most of my adult life. I married my high school sweetheart. I'm Hispanic and Catholic, so it's the law. No, I did. I married the first man I ever saw naked. That was back in the day. No, you know what it's like. You broke it, you bought it, baby. I'm serious. For real. Then I got married the second time, and you know what? When you're young, it's all about cute. You know, you're with that guy because he's cute, right? But what do you really... No, he is. He's fine as frog hairs. Look at the teeth on him. I swear to God, Donny Osmond's running around. Where are they? Where are they? You're beautiful. Yeah, it's true, and it's about cute. Like, my first husband, what do you know when you're 14? I dated him 14 to 20. He's cute. He was beautiful. Dumb as a sack of hammers. He was. Beautiful. But that boy, if he fell down, he'd start eating grass. Dumb. But the second time, man, it was a whole different situation. I learned so much during that relationship because, well, this is what happens. You meet somebody and you're crazy about them. You're nuts about them. And then you start to do weird, freaky stuff. And I remember when I first... Are you right in the middle of freakhood, ma'am? Because you're really... No, my ex-husband, I loved him so much, I would sniff his shirt when he'd leave the room. I'd be like that, you know, because women will do that. We'll, like, huff your chonies and stuff. We're like... No, because you have your private man smell, man. We love that smell. We do. I remember watching him sleep, like Faith Hill. You know, he'd be like, just breathe, you know, because I loved him. Then he'd piss me off. Then you're watching him sleep like a little angel, like that. And you're looking at him going, oh, fuck, he's breathing. He does that just to annoy me. It's crazy. So... I've been married most of my adult life, so it was really weird to become single in my mid-30s. And I'm, like, really honest. Evidently, lying is a big part of dating. Because I'm like this, man. This is not an act. I tell people I am blunt as a pile of wet leather. My name is Monique. I put the hoe in honesty. I tell you the truth. I swear. That's why I expect people to be like me. I don't even date. I interview. I ask, are you divorced? Because guys will tell you they're separated. Slippery-ass word, separated. That could be by a body of water, restraining order, area code. Say, are you divorced? How long? Do you have children? How many? What's your relationship to the children? Are they ADD, ADHD? Are they wall-eyed? Are they cross-eyed? Do you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?